Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Autry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Autry. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Badgero moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Badgero moves to third. Maynisch moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to second. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Badgerow trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball into Kaum, who tags Badgerow for the out. Manish moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Manish scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Kress moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Stewart drops the ball. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaum moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kaum scores. Kerr moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walsh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walsh. O'Rourke moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Farrell reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Melillo scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Hal McCain now pitching. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball four. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCain. Blue moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Maynish takes first base on ball four. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Browns. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kahm takes first base on ball four. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Kahm goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Browns. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-4, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Badgerow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Manish moves to third. It's 9-4, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Schult steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Shires moves to third. Com moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Watwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 11-4, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Blue scores. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.